From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A fast-spreading wildfire in New Mexico has forced Carlsbad Caverns National Park to close suddenly. Hundreds of visitors to the park and its famous caves have been evacuated. Park Superintendent John Benjamin joins me now from the Visitor Center at Carlsbad Caverns. And John, I gather you are up there on the roof of the Visitor Center. What do you see?
Well, 360 degrees all around me, every direction, is either scorched earth or active fire. And now with the winds picking up, we're starting to get ash devils out of the burned area. So it's kind of a sepulchral scene right now.
Ash devils, are those columns of ash?
Yes, they're little wind-blown columns of ash that are coming up off of the burned area. And yesterday at this time, if you had looked at this, it would have been the khaki and earth green color that the desert has been around here since last fall. Because our last measurable rainfall was in September of last year. So it's, conditions are so ripe for this to have happened that it isn't funny.
So how fast has this fire spread?
As fast as the wind will blow. We have this fire, the first smoke was reported at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. By 3:30, we were committed to evacuating everyone from up here. I had to get all the visitors up out of the cave and then get them so they could leave the park, because within a couple of hours of that, it was burning right up to the access road to the cavern.
Wow. And you're sure you've gotten everybody out, not just out of the caverns themselves, but out of the park?
We're pretty doggone sure. We've got no one else in there. We've had the park overflown by helicopter to map the fire. And we have put them checking to see if there were any signs of anyone anywhere, and there were none. So we're sure we've got everyone out of danger.
There are, of course, huge fires burning in Arizona and other parts of New Mexico as well. Has that put a strain on the ability of folks to fight the fire there at Carlsbad?
You bet. It's been tough to get all the resources we needed to fight this fire in a timely fashion. We've got crews that aren't going to arrive till tomorrow because they're coming off of their rest period. And last night when we had the in-briefing at 9 p.m., the guys were coming in to take over this fire and to work on it, and they've still got ash on them from their last fire assignment. They're still black with soot, and you can tell they haven't had a shower in how many days.
John, I'm hearing a helicopter behind you. What's going on?
Yeah, we've set up dip tanks for water drops here in the parking lot of the visitor center, and he's just right off. He's right at eye level with me right now. And the winds are so high, it knocks the bucket around. He has a tough time getting it so it will go into the dip tank to fill up.
Well, until you open back up, you must have some pretty disappointed tourists on your hands.
Oh, I'm sure we do. I think that with the amount of smoke and at night, the amount of flame, and even now, the amount of flame they can see, they know that we're not keeping them out of here without very good reason. And we are very anxious to get them back in here. This is a wonderful part of their heritage, and we want them to be able to see it. And we're going to open it back up just absolutely as soon as it's safe to do that.
Well, Mr. Benjamin, best of luck in fighting that fire there at Carlsbad.
Thank you, ma'am. We're going to need every bit of it.
That's Park Superintendent John Benjamin speaking with me from Carlsbad Caverns National Park in New Mexico.